Do you think our students appreciate the opportunity that they have here in that sense, you know, studying here?
That's a good question. I see these students, yeah, in general, their parents are paying
right
for the tuition, and they're even sending them money every month.
Bags of rice.
Bags of rice and other...
other here, I know you're out of underwear, so here's a three-pack of underwear for you, too.
Yeah, supplies, yeah. So Japanese students don't really have to worry too much about money.
Right.
Although they complain that they wish they had more money to, I don't know, go out on the weekends.
Karaoke. Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Which you know, I we shouldn't giggle about that. I mean, everyone wants to have a chance to blow off some steam and stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone needs to have a little play money.
Sure.
But I don't know if most Japanese students appreciate their time at universities. Yeah.
I think one thing that kind of shocks my students, and I don't know if these numbers are the same, but certainly when I was going to university, they were kind of like this. Generally in Japan, at least for all the time I've been here since 1991 to now, the matriculation rate from high school to university. So that's the entrance rate from high school to university, not the graduation rate, was something like 85% to a 4-year university. So something like 85% of kids went on to a 4-year university. I could be wrong about that. It could be like both second year and fourth year.
Yeah, probably
programs.
Both.
Probably
yeah,
both. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Then there's the technical colleges and stuff, and technical high schools and stuff. But it's actually relatively rare to meet somebody who didn't go to university for me.
Mm-hmm.
You get that experience?
In Japan.
Yeah. Right. Most of the Japanese people you meet went to university.
Right. Or including
two-year programs. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. So second, 2-year and 4-year programs.
Right.
And 85%, 80% is a fair number. I think most of the people who have been living here long enough know that, yeah, that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell my students that that's not the case in Canada, and I ask them, can you guess what the number is for a similar statistic in Canada? They just can't guess that it's something like 30%.
Mm-hmm.└
You know, more than 2/3 of the people in America never get anywhere close to university.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the recent scandalous prices that are being charged in American universities. Even when it was reasonable, it was just hard to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked them, well, you know what our graduation rate is? Because they think about the graduation rate in Japan, and it's close to like 90%.
Right.
If you enter, as long as you can keep paying, you will graduate.
Right. Well, attend classes.
What? Yeah, you got to. Okay, you got to show up a bit. But like, it's. Yeah. Okay, that's really rare, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's make it easy. 80% again.
Okay.
Okay. It's hard to argue with that number, even if it's, even if you put in all of those things. But when I tell them that, you know, graduation rate in Canada is closer to 50%, 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't graduate, even if they begin a program. They're just shocked. Because I think people take it for granted that you'll go to university here.
Mm.
They'll take it for granted that you'll graduate. It's part of that locomotive you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Right?